Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 13. I am into opera. Hello again. Today we will look at some interesting new words and expressions. Please listen to the dialogue first. Hello, Jane. Can I distract you for a moment?
Sure.
Could you help me? You don't have to if you are too busy.
No, it's okay. You're not disturbing me.
Well, I can't figure out how to register on this website. Could you give me a hand?
The website of the National Opera in Paris? I didn't know you were into classical music.
Yes, classical music has a very positive impact on my mood and productivity. Aren't you keen on it?
I think I'm better off with plain honest rock.
Anyway, in a week I'm off to my friend who lives in Paris, and there is no point in visiting Paris if you can't go to the opera.
Do you expect there are any tickets left?
I don't know, but I got in touch with my friend and he said that even if there are no tickets on the official website, we might be able to buy tickets from some people right before the concert.
I doubt it very much.
Okay, great. Now let us look at some new vocabulary more closely. To distract. To distract means to cause someone to stop thinking about something or doing something. For example, I was distracted by a loud noise. The thief left the building while his girlfriend distracted the security guy. To disturb. To disturb means to interrupt or bother, to stop someone from working, sleeping, etc. For example, I am sorry to disturb you at such a late hour. The noise disturbed my concentration. To figure out. To figure out means to understand something. I cannot figure out how to solve this problem means I can't understand how to solve this problem. I finally figured out what he wanted from me. To give somebody a hand. To give somebody a hand means to help somebody. Every time I ask him for help, he gives me a hand. I can't do my homework, Mom. Can you give me a hand in it? To be into something. To be into something means to be interested in something. For example, I am into baking and eating. That's it. My hobby is drawing. I'm really into visual arts. The synonyms to be into something are to be keen on something. She's so keen on watching films that she goes to the cinema every week. And the second synonym is to be fond of something. I'm sorry, I don't know who won the World Cup. I'm not really fond of sports. The next expression is to have an impact on somebody or something. To have an impact on somebody or something is to have influence on something or somebody or to affect them. For example, the financial crisis of 2008 had a great impact on world economy. Your decision can have a big impact on your life. Mood. Mood is a temporary state of mind or temper. It is your emotions, what you feel, and how you feel right now. For example, you can be in a good mood, you can be in a bad mood, in a cheerful mood, and so on. I try not to talk to my husband when he is in a bad mood. I don't want to go to the theater. I'm not in the mood. If you say, I am in the mood, that means that you have the mood to do something, that you would like to do something. For example, ask him to sign the document while he is in the mood. There is no point in doing something. There is no meaning to do something. It will bring no results. For example, there is no point in waiting for John. He will not come. Or, I quit my job because I felt there was no point in working for somebody else. To be off to someplace. When you are off to someplace, it means you are going somewhere. Let's look at the example. I am off to Brazil this summer. Means I am going to Brazil this summer. It's time to go. I need to be off now. It means I need to go. I need to leave right now. It's time. To expect. To expect means to think that something is possible or to wait for something. For example, I prepared dinner only for me and Sally. Suddenly her two friends came. I didn't expect them. If I had expected them, I would have prepared more food. Or he expects to win means he thinks that it is highly possible that he will win. To get in touch with somebody. When you get in touch with somebody, it means you write to this person or call this person. For example, could you leave your phone number or email? We will get in touch with you. I couldn't get in touch with my friend because I didn't know her phone number. Let's also look at the word combination too busy. When you use too before an adjective, for example, too kind, it would mean that somebody is extremely kind, more than needed or necessary. For example, I couldn't buy this sofa. It was too big for my living room. I don't like crocodiles. They're too dangerous. And finally, I would like us to study the modal verb have to in this episode of our podcast. People usually compare have to with must, but I think have to is more similar to need to. For example, you have to finish your work means you must finish your work. You need to finish your work. I can't go to the party tonight. I have to help my mother. It means I must help my mother. I need to help my mother. Don't have to is the same as don't need to. And it is completely different from mustn't. Don't have to shows the lack of necessity, that it is not necessary to do something. For example, you don't have to come if you don't want to, means you don't need to come, it's not necessary for you to come. He helped me even though he didn't have to. It was not necessary for him to help me, but he still did. Now, with all this information in your mind, let's listen to the dialogue once again. Hello, Jane. Can I distract you for a moment?
Sure.
Could you help me? You don't have to if you are too busy.
No, it's okay. You're not disturbing me.
Well, I can't figure out how to register on this website. Could you give me a hand?
The website of the National Opera in Paris? I didn't know you were into classical music.
Yes, classical music has a very positive impact on my mood and productivity. Aren't you keen on it?
I think I'm better off with plain honest rock.
Anyway, in a week I'm off to my friend who lives in Paris, and there is no point in visiting Paris if you can't go to the opera.
Do you expect there are any tickets left?
I don't know. But I got in touch with my friend and he said that even if there are no tickets on the official website, we might be able to buy tickets from some people right before the concert.
I doubt it very much.
Thank you for listening to our Learn English podcast. For more interesting and useful information, go to our website www.lingvistov.ru.